My name's Andrea. I'm the talks coordinator from the Warwick Economic Summit, and this is Dr. Andrew Sentence. He is an external member of the Monetary Policy Committee for the Bank of England, and he's just finished a talk about the economic outcome after the financial storm. So in light of the talk that you've just given, can you just sort of give us a brief summary of what you feel and the key things policymakers need to pay attention to in the next sort of 6 to 12 months?
Well, the case that I've been making is that the UK economy and the world economy have turned round from the recession created by the financial crisis. And we're now experiencing perhaps more inflation than we expected, and we're not really experiencing deflation, which many people feared. The time has come in which we need to begin to remove some of the stimulus that we've been providing to the economy through very loose monetary policies and begin to gradually move up interest rates.
Okay, great. So to move on to a bit more about your own personal background, can you tell us how you ended up being an external member of the Monetary Policy Committee?
Well, the Monetary Policy Committee has 9 members. 5 of them are bank officials, including the governor and 2 deputy governors. And then there are 4 external members. And these external members have a mixture of backgrounds. They're drawn mainly from academia and from business and financial experience, economists with business and financial experience. Now, I'm in the business camp. Mm-hmm. My career was most recently with British Airways, where I was their chief economist for nearly 9 years. Mm-hmm. Before that, I worked at London Business School and Confederation of British Industry. And I'm trying to bring, obviously, my economic sort of understanding to bear on monetary policy, but also my business experience. And actually, it is quite an important element of monetary policy, because inflation or growth, these issues are actually the product of decisions that businesses take all around the country. And we actually do spend quite a bit of our time talking to businesses and trying to understand what they're thinking and how they're acting.
Okay, so what does your role typically include as a member of the Monetary Policy Committee?
Well, there's a monthly round of meetings which takes up the beginning of the month. We meet to decide interest rates on a Thursday, and we announce that at lunchtime early in the month. But that is actually the culmination of about a week of discussion and analysis that starts the previous Friday. We also have an inflation report process, which involves producing a forecast, which is actually very time consuming.
Yeah.
And that occurs once every 3 months. But in addition to that, we have to justify the judgments that we're making on the Monetary Policy Committee through speeches, through appearances in front of parliamentary select committees. And we have to keep in touch with what's going on, not just through economic statistics, but also visiting businesses around the country. So I will do about 6 two-day visits to different parts of the country each year, supported by the Bank's agency network, which enables me to actually get a feel for what's going on at the grassroots level.
Okay, that's really interesting. So, can I ask who you think is the most important and influential economist of all time, and why?
Well, I've always been a great fan of John Maynard Keynes.
Okay.
Because his analysis of the role of domestic demand and the way in which that contributes to cycles and the way in which policy can then be used to influence domestic demand still underpins a lot of what we do in terms of macroeconomic analysis. And he's also a very good person to read. I'm not sure that many students actually read The General Theory, but I can say that I have read it.
Okay.
And if you really get into it, his style of writing is very engaging. And even before he wrote The General Theory, he wrote a lot of things. John Maynard Keynes used to write for the newspapers. Mm. And I think it's good for economists not just to write for academic journals, but also to write for more popular audiences and to communicate their views. So he's probably my favourite. That's not to say that I would classify myself as a pure Keynesian in terms of my thinking about the economy, but I think his contribution has been immense, yes.
What would you do if you weren't an economist, do you think?
Well, I find that I've sort of developed a career as an economist slightly by accident, and that sounds a bit odd, but I never actually consciously set out to say, I want to be an economist, but
okay.
I wanted to use my economics in the business world. And I found that that has developed through occupying this position called an economist or chief economist in various companies or organizations. I suppose if I hadn't been defined narrowly as an economist, I hope I would have had a career in business or thinking about strategic issues more broadly. But I do also have interest in music, so there's part of me that actually wishes I was a rock musician, and that's an interest that I still keep up as well.
So for the students like myself who we haven't quite embarked on the sort of the professional career ladder yet, what advice would you give to budding economists like myself?
I think if you want to pursue a career as a professional economist, you probably need some postgraduate qualifications. I've got a master's degree and a PhD. It also often helps to get a postgraduate qualification from a different institution from the one where you've done your first degree, where you're exposed to different influences, different ways of thinking, different ways of teaching and so on. So I did my first degree at Cambridge and then moved on to the London School of Economics, and I thought that was quite a good mix. If you want to develop a career where you're using your economics, you probably have to persevere quite hard.
Yes.
There are a lot of ways in which you can, in a sense, move off into finance, accountancy, consultancy. I think it's quite important to keep your intellectual capital topped up and to make sure you're trying to keep up with the ideas in your subject. If you do that, I think it pays dividends, but it can be quite hard to keep on doing that through your career.
Okay. So what would you say has been the career role that you've had that you've most enjoyed? Because you've taken up so many different positions.
Well, obviously, being on the Monetary Policy Committee is a very challenging role. Whether you say you enjoyed it the most, I think the role that I had the most diversity was at British Airways, where I was chief economist, and I also headed up their environmental side. And the whole range of issues that I had to deal with there, both looking at the macro economy, the world economy, looking at what was affecting the oil price, through to issues of company strategy, through to regulatory issues affecting the company, through to environmental challenges the company faced. I think if you can, as an economist, find yourself in a position where you can contribute your economics to a large company or a large organisation, it's a very sort of stimulating job to have.